Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers, before proceeding with my second session, I want to place on record my shukriya, my thanks to Brother Imran Venker for that wonderful presentation that he has made. He touched on negativities, but he also presented some positivities. I learned from my electrician that if you want light to be produced, there have to be two wires, negative and positive. So inshallah, we hope with the negative that are in front of us, positive contributions will bring light at the end of the day, inshallah. After my program, inshallah, Brother Ibrahim Gangut from CII International will also make a brief presentation, inshallah. And thereafter, we'll be towards the end of our program, inshallah. Brothers, I proceed now with point six of my activities, financial issues between the husband and the wife. Many people will find this interesting. Before I discuss financial issues between the husband and wife, I want to discuss financial rights of women in Islam very, very briefly. According to Shariat, every female, adult and minor, has a right of ownership. And this is understood from various laws of Islam. Laws of inheritance, laws of dowry, mehr, and laws of compensation, and various other laws. I'm just going to touch on these three laws very briefly before I discuss on financial issues between the husband and wife. A woman has a right of ownership through inheritance. When a child passes away, and if he is survived by his mother or she is survived by his mother, then the mother will have at least 1/3 of the estate or 1/6 of the estate, depending on the laws of inheritance, laws of succession, and the overarching principles of laws of inheritance and succession. If the father passes away and is survived by one daughter, the daughter will inherit half the estate of the father. As a female, she is going to inherit half the estate of the father. If the husband passes away and survived by a wife, then depending on the circumstances, whether there are children or no children, but the wife will inherit either 1/4 of the estate, 1/8 of the estate. If, to the extent that if a grandchild passes away and is survived by a grandmother, as we say in our language, dadi, nani, whatever the case may be, paternal grandmother, maternal grandmother, even the grandmother, a woman being a grandmother in Islam, will inherit at least 1/6 of the estate. And if a person passes away and is survived by a uterine sister, both of them sharing one mother, that sister will inherit at least 1/6 of the estate. Blood sisters and consanguine sisters, they will also inherit, again based on the law of inheritance and succession. Now this makes it very clear, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given rights of ownership to a woman. Yet people talk about what had Islam given to women. Secondly, right of dowry, mehr. When a person gets married, he has to give something to the woman, which is her independent, exclusive right. She can do whatever she wants with her mehr. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about this exclusive right of woman in the Quran Kareem. Antabtahu bi amwalikum. When you seek woman, you give her wealth. Give a mehr is an independent right. If there's a marital problem and she wants to get out of the marriage, husband is spiteful in withholding the divorce, she can even use that mehr, the dowry that has been given to her, to negotiate the divorce. Third issue, compensation. It was a habit of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every day he would go visit his wives after Asr, but every night he would spend one time